Chi High Hockey is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire after about a two-week break for high school buckets. Chi High Hockey is back, and it's the Cards facing the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. They are 16-2-1, number two in the state. Chi High 12-9-1 on the season as we begin to wrap things up. The final few games left for both teams before the postseason. Good to have you along. Chase Hoople's joined me all season long. He is the JV head coach. So we go from the Hoop Show to the Coop Show tonight. Cooper Bosvick, the former Cardinal defenseman and assistant JV coach, is up here. Scott Sinkink, the assistant head coach, and his wife. Congrats to them. They had a baby boy a few days ago. So he's on a week of paternity. And we're glad to have Cooper Bosvick up here to join me for Chi High Hockey. And the Cards, 12-9-1. They've won four in a row, but they're taking on one of the toughest teams in the state, the number two-ranked Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. And, Coop, this has been a long series. We hit the century mark. The last game, we played them on the 6th of January. Lost that one 4-2. They got an empty netter there. So this is game 101 of the series between Chi High and Memorial. I bet you can remember a few games against Purple you played, huh?
Yeah, I remember quite a few. The most significant game that I remember against Memorial is when we beat them at home.
Yeah.
I think we beat them 5-1, and that was pretty special. But, you know, they're always a tough team, especially to come down here. So it'll be fun to watch tonight.
Well, it's a tough team to beat. We don't do it very often. In fact, in the overall series, Memorial leads 69 wins against 28 Chi High victories and three losses. We beat them a year ago, 3-1 at home, but lost the opener here, and hoping to win this one, get a little momentum going into the postseason. We got the home game on Thursday, senior night against River Falls. But this would be a nice game to win, even though it has no bearing on seeding.
Oh, absolutely. You know, playoffs coming up. Need to get some momentum going. This would be a huge win for the Cardinals tonight.
All right, well, let's talk about it. This is Cardinal Countdown from Hobbs and Eau Claire tonight. And it's time for our Toyce and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what do you think? What are the keys for a Chi High victory of the number two team in the state tonight?
You know, obviously there's going to be a lot more than three things, but I think the first thing is going to be, especially that since we're on the road, is getting that first goal. Get that momentum rolling right away. And then I think we're going to need 30 shots on this goaltender. He's a good goaltender. They've got great defensemen. We're going to need 30 shots to get it done tonight. And then my third goal would be making these defensemen work. These Memorial defensemen, they're very skilled. They know what they're doing. If we can get that puck deep and get behind them, I think we'll create some offense and hopefully score some goals.
That would be great. There you go. Toyce and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford. In Chippewa Falls, first time we played them, a 4-2 loss. Like I said, it was an empty netter, but first two periods were probably the worst couple of periods that the team's played all year.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of throwing the puck around that night, and it just didn't seem like we were really able to gain the zone at all. So hopefully tonight this team has grown, and hopefully we can come out with a better outcome.
Well, we've won four straight, beginning with that New Richmond win on the 27th of January, then on Alaska, Menominee beating Richmond again 4-1 in the last game. So what are you seeing in these last couple of weeks here for Chi High?
You know, I've just seen this team grow as a whole. I think they're really starting to come together as a unit. And, you know, I think we've made a couple key additions as well. We've added Caden Swoboda to the defensive core, and he's really stepped up in a big way. And then also I think just our forwards are really starting to buy into our systems, and it seems like they're really going to work and getting that puck deep.
All right, well, we'll see if we can put it together, beat the number two team in the state here tonight, and take home a victory on the road in the final couple of games of the season here for the Chi-High Cardinals. This is Cardinal Countdown from Hobbs and Eau Claire, Chi-High and Purple tonight, the old Aves of Eau Claire Memorial on WOGO, and we will be back.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Culver's, we cook our butter burgers pretty much the same as you would at home. Only our three-cut blend of fresh beef will do. Then you'll need to master our signature press and sear technique. You may want to practice a few thousand times. Add real Wisconsin cheese, top with a lightly buttered toasted bun, and serve yourself with a big warm smile.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole cook-to-order butter burger thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Logo Radio tonight, Chi-High Hockey. Craig Stewart along with Cooper Fosvick here and Ezra Van Dyke, the Flying Dutchman, keeping us on the air, manning the controls at our WOGO Communications Center tonight. ECM 10-2 on the year in the BRC. Chi-High 8-4. In fact, the only two losses on the season for Eau Claire Memorial were to Hudson. And good chance that Hudson and Memorial could face each other again in the postseason. We'll break down the postseason for you. Chi-High playing on Tuesday night. We'll have that for you on WOGO. More details on the way. The Aves have won 16 of the last 19 games between the two teams. Austin Taylor, assistant coach for the Cards, expected here shortly to join Coop downstairs on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Let's get you the goalie matchup for Eau Claire Memorial. They'll go with the hot senior, Jack Savoia. He is 7-0. The goals against average of .84. and a save percentage of 9.42. And the Cards will counter with their All-State senior, Bridger Fixmer, 6-9-1 on the year, goals against average of 2.57, and a save percentage of 9.24. Last time these two teams met was on the 6th of January in Chippewa Falls, 4-2 loss for the Cards. An empty netter was the fourth goal for the Purple, and Mason Johnson and Owen Krista both had a goal apiece in that one. Eau Claire Memorial in the state rankings number 2, and Hudson's number 1. Eau Claire North is number 3 in the state rankings. You got three BRC teams, 1, 2, 3 in the latest state rankings. Eau Claire Memorial, a prolific scoring team, averaging 5.5 goals per game, led by Peyton Platter at 16 points last season as a junior. This season, the senior having an outstanding year, 47 points, 22 goals, 25 assists for Peyton. And they have got an outstanding first line. Connor Byrne, second leading scorer, is also on that line. And Luke Lindsay, the third leading scorer, is on that top line. So a dangerous first line for Eau Claire Memorial. Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and Check Law Office, making you part of the team, one of our sponsors here tonight. I believe that Coop is ready with Austin Taylor, so let's go downstairs live at ice level. Coop.
Thanks, Rick. We're here with Austin Taylor. Austin, team went 3-0 last week. How are we planning to carry that momentum that we gained last week into this week?
Well, that's a good point, Coop. 3-0 last week. We're finally doing some things that we've been looking for guys to do all year. We're getting to the net, getting those dirty areas. I know kids like Ben Carlson, Jack Bovey have really stepped up. Goals in their last three games. Krista's got goals in the 3 of the last 4. So some of our upperclassmen and senior leadership have really been coming up big for us and playing as a team. Guys getting to the net, and hopefully we can carry that over here tonight.
Thanks, Austin. Now, with seeding being settled already and Cardinals getting the 6th seed, what is the significance of this game against Memorial for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, don't kid yourself. We got a lot to prove to ourselves here tonight. We played Memorial last time. They took it to us a little bit. We certainly didn't have, you know, a good start to the game there. We came out a little flat, and this is a big opportunity for us to come out, prove something ourselves by beating one of the top teams in the state. And, you know, we got that 6th seed, and it's kind of an eye of where we stood this season, but I don't think it really reflects what we are as a program and what we are as a team. So we definitely have something to prove to ourselves tonight by coming out and playing a hard game.
And then lastly, what are you expecting out of Eau Claire Memorial here tonight?
Memorial's a great team. Like I said, they're one of the top teams in the state. Highly skilled, highly octane offense. They come out of their zone in a hurry, so we need to take away their breakouts, slow them down getting out of their zone, get pucks on net. But I'm expecting to see a really skilled team that's going to bring a lot of effort.
Thanks, Austin. Back up to you, Greg.
All right, thanks, guys, very much. And tonight, Chi-High and Eau Claire Memorial, the Cards could gain a huge amount of confidence with a victory over a team that is pretty complete scoring. They've got great defense and solid goaltending from the senior Savoia. This is Cardinal Countdown ahead of tonight's high school hockey game on WOGO. And we will return to Hobbs Ice Center in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Cardinal countdown in Eau Claire tonight. Hobbs Ice Center, Chi High, and ECM Eau Claire Memorial round two tonight. The Abes, number two seed in section one of D1. They have a bye along with Eau Claire North and Hudson. Chi High will be hosting the first game, the regional game against Ashland, the number 11 seed, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. We'll be on the air with Cardinal Countdown, 6:40. Hopefully a win there, and then we'll be right back here, Coop, against Eau Claire North. That's the team waiting for the winner of our Ashland-Chi High game, huh?
Yep, they got that seed, so we'll hopefully be playing them down here, and that should be a good game, assuming we'll make it there.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Not a surprise for Chi High, the number six seed in this section. I mean, it's like kind of like the state tournament right here in our own backyard with Memorial and Hudson and North and Stevens Point and Wausau West. And, I mean, just it's murderer's row for high school hockey.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that Stevens Point team really impressed me. They're right alongside Hudson in my mind. But, you know, it's like, you know, any given day, I think this Cardinal team can hang with them. It just needs to all come together.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Stevens Point team, we saw them play us at home, and I think they're kind of a sleeper team. And I think Chi High is a dangerous team here, too, because everybody's going to overlook the Cards. They're the number six seed. You know, they've got to play the top third team in the state, then maybe Eau Claire Memorial, number two team. And I think we've got the potential to do something in the postseason.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got some pretty serious weapons, and when they come out and they do their job, it can be really fun to watch.
So that's D1 boys, and Hudson, the top seed, number one in the state, and they're the top seed in Section 1. I will mention in D2, Rice Lake is top seed out of the BRC, and they will take on Shawmigan on Thursday the 17th in D2. And for the girls, the CFM, Tony Menard's Sabres, CFM team will be playing up at Somerset against Western Wisconsin, and that is Thursday the 17th. So we wish them the best as well. Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial waiting for the players to come on out here. We'll have the starting lineups for you in just 2 minutes here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic,
Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Why is Culver such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Well, the Pep Band, you can hear them tonight. They're rousing up the crowd here at Hobbs in Eau Claire. Big crowd. We've got a lot of students here from Chippewa Falls and our land of Tees. Our reporter will be joining us between periods here as well tonight. Eau Claire Memorial, the home team in the white sweaters with the purple trim. And the Black Breezers and Chi High on the road with their road reds and the Black Breezers and white trim here tonight. As Bridger Fixmer winded down his high school hockey career, the goaltender, incredible goaltender for Chi High, roughs up the paint here, gets ready for tonight's game. He'll be on the west side of the building, and it is Jack Savoia manning the pipes for Eau Claire Memorial on the east side of the barn here tonight. Chi High with Owen Krista and Ben Carlson and Mason Johnson on that forward line here tonight. A couple of seniors and a sophomore. And the top line for ECM is going to be Platter, Lindsay, and Byrne. Like I said, they're the top three scorers on the team. Between them, they've got almost 100 points this year. Byrne and Madsen, the starting D for head coach Mike Collins, who's seen this building a few times, the former girls coach at UW Eau Claire here. Mike's a great guy. Took over for Mike Schwengler for a talk. Talk followed Mike Schwengler. I saw Mike up here tonight, and he's watching his old team, his old program. Chi High, their starters announced. Like I said, it's Owen and Ben Carlson, who's really heating things up here offensively. And a great addition this year, Mason Johnson for Chi High. And defensively for Eau Claire Memorial, Dylan and Byrne, Jack Savoia is a goaltender for the number two ranked team in the state. ECM 16-2-1 on the season. They are 10-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. This has been Cardinal Countdown, a preview of our high school hockey game on Logo between the Chi High Cardinals and the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves. And we will return for Puck Drop in just 2 minutes on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Greg Misfeldt. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Well, the Cards are trying to sweep tonight. The JV team, coached by my compadre up here, Cooper Fosvick, beat Oakland Memorial 6-3. Good season for the JV team this year. They've really played well.
Yeah, we had a great group of kids, and they play hard, and they do what they're told, and it's really worked out well for them. It's been a fun season.
Yeah, and so they won the first game. Let's see if we can win the nightcap here tonight. Chi High at Memorial. Ben Carlson reaching down, trying to win it, but it goes to ECM. They take the opening draw. They'll rotate back in their own defensive zone. Pump it up on the right-hand side. That's picked off by Chi High. And here comes Drake Bovey. Looks up the ice. Guns one in, but he was a step or two behind the checkered line. And so we'll drop in the Chi High zone. Cards and Aves, and one thing that Coop said was important, not to get scored on early. Hold them off for a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Got to be locked in right away.
Here is ECM. Luke Lindsay rolls back the forward, drops one in the right wing corner. Now it's scooped up by Peyton Platter, the top scorer on the team. Platter unloads a shot that was sticked high from Bridger into the right wing corner. Now the intercept by Chi High, but they can't clear. Platter dangles in the zone, still has it, scrapes it off the wall, and here comes Drake on the near dasher. He's going to walk it up. This time he's on the other side of the red line, drops it just inside the ECM zone, but Memorial picks it up. Here's a shot taken off the dasher on the far side by Connor Byrne, and that is squeezed with no rebound there from Bridger. Well, you want to get your goaltender a little work early, and there's a tough shot, but he squeezed it right between the pads. Here's another shot, top of the circle on the far side. That one ricochets off the wall hard and picked up now by Karsten Rieger. Rieger turns, fires it up the wall, but can't clear, and Memorial's got it. They gather it in. This one tipped high, and going to be played with a high stick for Chi High. Came off the lumber of Drew Bovey and then touched right away by a Cardinal player. So they will drop again in the Cardinal zone. Important to win these defensive zone draws too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But Memorial gets it. Here they are, rolling top of the circle on the far side. This one bounces off the wall. Rieger's got it, feathers it around the dasher, and Chi High is going to pick it up. Here is Bolin. Jason skates up to the blue line. Knifes one off the wall. This one's going to ricochet around from right to left. It's in the left wing corner. Memorial tries to cycle it up the dasher. And Chi High. There's a big hit by Boland as he laid out Brady Moore of Eau Claire Memorial put him on his backside, and this one's going to deflect all the way back to neutral. A one-timer on Savoia, easily hands that off to his D, and Eau Claire Memorial starts the breakout. 2 minutes gone, opening session. No score, Chi-High and Eau Claire Memorial. It's back to the blue line by the Cards in their own zone, but they can't clear, and Eau Claire Memorial's got it. Now they wheel and deal behind the goal line, and we've got the net off its moorings in the Chi-High zone. Well, what are you seeing so far?
Well, it seems early on in this game here that Chi-High's having a tough time getting out of the zone, but as you saw there, Jackson skated up really well, got the puck deep. We got some offense going there a little bit, so hopefully we can continue to do that here.
All right, they'll drop at the dot right outside the Cards end of the zone, end of the building here, and Memorial's got it. They go D to D. Here's Dylan Byrne. He'll drop one left wing corner in the Chi-High zone, chased down there by Drew, and he's in a scrum in the right wheel elbow in the Chi-High zone. Cards on the breakout right now. They get it across the blue line, gathered in there by Luke Erickson for Eau Claire Memorial. He'll bounce one off the wall, and it's played back in the Chi-High zone. Now here's Drake, hammers one off the wall. They clear it up. Ezra Lindstrom was trying to track it down in the Memorial zone, but couldn't quite reach it. And the Aves have it right here. Long distance pass ahead. That one set by Sam Brennan, and it's back in the Chi-High into the ice. Here is Connor Byrne wheeling and dealing. Backhand try by Platter. He was low in the zone below the hash marks, took a backhand try, and that was fought off there by Bridger. Here is Byrne on the wall, tried to drop it in deep, and now the intercept for Chi-High. Owen Krista tried to ride it in the Memorial zone, and he was stripped, and here comes Peyton Platter. Platter got past one man. Now a centering pass. It went through both D, and back out to neutral ice. 13:40 left to go. Second period here on Wogo. No score. Here is Madsen for Eau Claire Memorial. Handed off to Platter. Looks and looks and then scours one off the wall into the Chi-High zone. Chased down there by Rieger. And here comes Chi-High. Bang, bang. It's going to be Jack Bobey into the zone. Bobey tried to cut underneath the Abe's defense. Was ridden off the puck. And it comes loose at neutral. Rieger backs up. Tosses one in rink wide. And Memorial able to chase it down. This is Nick Madsen, the defenseman. Madsen roughed up a little bit in the corner. Jack Bobey down there as well. Bobey got in on the Abe's defenseman, rubbed him on the wall, and this one is sent through the low zone of the Abe's defensive zone, and it's tossed back in by Chi-High. Eau Claire Memorial relays it ahead. This is Tavari, drugged down, and we got a penalty coming up. Tavari went down, was kind of caught up a little bit with Breyer Niblett, and it looked like, I don't know, it was ticky-tack, but Breyer's going to get two here.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Greg. It looks like that guy held on to his stick there, but, you know, that's hockey. Sometimes they don't make the call. But what a shift by Bovee, yep, and Hoym there. They, yep, really buzzed him, had a great scoring opportunity.
All right, Chi-High on the kill this year at 73.9%. That's getting better.
Yeah.
Eau Claire Memorial, how about this for a power play? 35.8%. Whoa.
Wow.
Can't let these guys go on the power play very often. Here is Platter on this special teams unit. Platter drops one to Luke Lindsay, who was cutting to the hole on the back side, but that came off his stick. Platter regathers, sees Lindsay heading down the slot again, tried to rifle one in, a little bit beyond his reach. Lindsay tracks it down. There's a nice rub right there by Ben Carlson. It was close to checking from behind, but he waited and waited and then took Lindsay out, and they coughed up the puck, but here comes Platter coast to coast, fires one in, and fought off there by Bridger. A BB off the stick, a Platter. Memorial still has it. Cards beat a clear here. 1:10 left to go in the power play. They go cross ice for Luke Lindsay. Lindsay's got it. Goes to Madsen at the point. Back to Lindsay. And this one is going to be eaten up by Bridger. No rebound.
Cardinals seem to be doing a pretty decent job on this kill. Drake Bovee, one of the best penalty killers in the Big Rivers, steps up there and makes it hard on that defenseman there.
So the second line, second unit, power play unit for Mike Collins is out there. That's Moore, Starich, and Tabari for Eau Claire Memorial. 51 seconds left to go in the power play. We're back to action. Memorial's got it. Here is Tabari. Goes up to the point for Sam Brennan. Now they'll go cross ice. One-timer over the crossbar. Rieger's got it, but he was all by himself. Just tapped it up on the glass, but couldn't clear. There's the centering pass. Intercept right there. And a great job by Jack Bobey to clear the puck. 27 seconds left to go in the power play. 11 on the game clock here in the first, and no score. Eau Claire Memorial starts up the ice again. Final seconds of this power play. They go back to that number one unit, and this is Peyton Platter, number 21. Platter got rubbed on the wall a little bit, and that opens things up for Chi High. And Ben's got it. Carlson crossed the line. Carlson dives into the corner, harassing Eau Claire Memorial, and that'll do it for the power play. So the Cards erase that first special teams for Eau Claire Memorial. Here's a pass down low intended for Connor Byrne as he was heading to the hole just beyond his reach, and the puck rebounds out of the corner. Now it's centering pass, comes all the way back for the D. Here's Luke Lindsay, rolls to his right. This one got away from Eau Claire Memorial and picked up by Mason Johnson. Johnson with some energy, crosses the line. Now a backhand pass down low for Owen. Back to Johnson, and came off his lumber and to the wall and cleared by Eau Claire Memorial right on. We go under the 10-minute mark. Zeroes up on the board. The puck kicked around out of neutral ice. And there is Caden Swoboda. Swoboda that we talked about in the pregame show. Swoboda lifts one down the ice, and this one's a two-hopper right on net on Savoia. Makes the save and leaves it for his D. Eau Claire Memorial tosses it long distance up to the Chi High zone. The intercept there by the Cards. Banged off the wall on the near side. Eau Claire Memorial's got it right here. And this is Sam Brennan. Brennan drops it in the near wing corner. And Chi High controls right here. Cards work it up the ice. Came off a Memorial stick, so no icing here as it drops all the way back behind Savoia. Cycled around the board and the Memorial end. And it's going to come clean for Drew Bovey. He'll hammer one off a dasher. That one goes into the ECM zone, but Memorial quick to pick it up. Relays it down the ice. Here's a backhand try by the Ames Christian Tabari. He picked up his own rebound off the initial shot, but Bridger followed him over to the near post and didn't give him any room to operate.
No, he didn't. There's not been many stoppages in this game so far. It's been going pretty quick, and what a kill by the Cardinals there.
Yeah, for sure.
They shut that power play right down.
Yeah. Here is Jack Bobey against Tyler Starich, and Memorial's got it. Goes back to the point. A one-timer off the stick of Christian Tavare in the corner. Picked up by Starich, but he was throttled a little bit, lost the rubber, and it comes back out to neutral ice. Eau Claire Memorial's got it. Here is Luke Erickson, rolls back the defenseman, then hands off to his teammate Dylan Byrne, and it's up to the Cardinal blue line, but it broke down there, and Chi High in transition right here. Jackson Hoym on the half wall on the Eau Claire Memorial end, but he was dropped on a big-time check there. Still okay, races back to the action, and Eau Claire Memorial comes in. One-timer by Dylan Byrne off the waffle board of Bridger and back out to neutral. 8:10 left to go here in our first period. And it's in the low slot. Now a shot there by Luke Lindsay, who waited on it. Rebound try, and it goes in. Connor Byrne is going to get the goal as he just set up in front of Bridger. A rebound was left out there, and he backhanded it over Bridger's shoulder for the first goal of the game.
Yeah, just our defenseman getting beat out of the corner there. Out to the front of the net, and that's what happens.
9:02 of the first period, and Eau Claire Memorial strikes first. Connor Byrne with his 35th point, his 17th goal of the season. And we'll try to get the assist for you, but Byrne got the goal. Just patient, waited out there in front of Bridger. Nobody cleaned it up for Chi High. And Eau Claire Memorial strikes first. Chi-Hi, see how they respond to this. Here is Ben on the forecheck. Can't control, and it's going to come back out. Swoboda's got it. Backs up now. And here comes Chi-Hi. Ben Carlson with a chance. Carlson moves in. Fans on the puck. He had a chance to beat the Aves D, but fanned on it, top of the circle. Here's a shot from the point by Mason Johnson. And that one was right on. Savoia with a save as it came back to the blue line. And Swoboda has got it right here. Pushes it ahead for Ben. Owen tried to track it down the corner. We got a penalty coming up here on Eau Claire Memorial as Carlson was dropped as he came in. We'll see if it's an interference call. But Chi-Hi has a chance to respond here with a power play.
This is a huge power play for Chi-Hi. This early in the game, like I said, first period's huge.
We've got a rough call here on Eau Claire Memorial. And now the officials are over talking with the referee, talking with Scott Parker here. And this one's going to go on Sam Brennan. A rough call, 7-11 left to go. The Cards this year, power play is improving at 20%. It was really anemic at the beginning of the season. And let's hope we can build on that right here. Chi-Hi into the zone. The keep almost by Swoboda, but it came out. And wheeling and dealing is Drew Bobey. Bobey dropped it in the left wing corner, and this one's going to come over for Caden right here. And good keep right there by Jack, but it came off his skate. And Caden's got to retreat back in his own zone. Hands off to Jack Bovey. Now they'll go back and hit the reset button. Here's Carter Hoym to Swoboda. Chi-Hi struggling to get it out. Gabe Pankratz right in their faces, the Aves player. And finally they get it across their own blue line. Now here come the Cards. Jack Bovey launches one. It went over the crossbar. I don't even think Savoia saw that at all. But here comes Eau Claire Memorial countering. It's Peyton Platter. Platter harassing Chi-Hi as he came in as the guy who dances around in the zone and just keeps things unsettled for Chi-Hi. Platter out there along with three teammates, and here's the Cardinals. It goes rink wide and then is deflected up out of play with 5:59 left to go in the first period. We're down to 48 seconds left to go in Chi-Hi's power play. Memorial on the kill, 87% this year. Well, Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Cards on the power play. They've got in the corner. Here is Owen. Owen gives it up on the near side for Mason Johnson. Then Rieg with a quick twisted wrister. That one came in on Savoia, but he gobbled it up. And we'll drop the puck in the Eau Claire Memorial zone.
I like that shot from Rieg.
Yeah.
He had good traffic in front of the net. That was a nice shot.
Ben and Mason and Owen up front for Chi-Hi. Rieg and Jackson Boland defensively for the Cards on the power play in the final half minute of it. And here is Boland. He'll push one into the corner over for Mason Johnson. Owen got a couple of guys on him, and Boland squeezes in, trying to keep the zone, but he can't. Well, no, they did. It bounced off a Memorial player, and the puck is still caught up in the zone. 10 seconds left to go. Here is Johnson. Mason's got it. Pushed against the dasher down there by a couple of Abe players, and the Cards need to get two guys on it. Comes back for Rieg, pauses, waits his turn, and this one's going to drop out of the zone, and that'll do it for the power play as Eau Claire Memorial cuts a player into the zone. Got a guy off the bench, and that's Brady Moore. Moore will cycle it from left to right, and this one's going to go on the half wall. Owen Kristad near the end of his shift, just trying to hang on to get the puck out of harm's way, and this one drops in the near corner for Chi-Hi on the near wing. There's Caden Swoboda. And the Cards, Isaac Small with a fresh set of legs, is out there right now harassing Eau Claire Memorial's Tyler Sterich. And here comes the Cards. Ezra Lindstrom jumps in on it. Lindy tried to lay one in on for Briar Niblins. He was cutting down the slot, but that didn't work. And here we have an icing call against... No, they're going to wave it off. I'm surprised, shocked at that. Looked like a legit icing call on Memorial, but they're not going to call it. 4:09 left to go. ECM with the lead on the Connor Byrne goal. Here's Memorial right now. Here's Peyton Platter. Crosses the blue line into the chi-high zone. Platter puts a shoulder into Swoboda, and this one bounces out of the elbow. And Platter's got it. Centers one up right there for Byrne, looking for a second goal. You could hear the U's and ahs on that one, but Byrne didn't pull off much of a shot right there. Here's Byrne right now, heading down the high slot to the top of the wheels. Picked off by Chai High, but still inside the zone. Platter knocked it down, keeps it in. Peyton Platter dances with it in the left corner. Platter down the high slot, rolls in, and lays a soft one down there for Byrne. And that kind of tied Bridger up a little bit. And finally picked up by Drake Bowie, but he can't clear, and the Cards unable to get it out of their own end of the ice. They pick it up, toss it ahead, but it's still cut off there. Bounces off an Abe's player. And finally, Jack is going to glance this one off a window, but all the way down. And that will draw the icing call right here with 3:01 left to go. Sometimes, you know, as a player, former player, you understand you get it in your zone, and it's a real struggle to get it out.
Oh, absolutely. That was a great icing by Jack Bowlby, because you get running around, and you just end up tiring yourself out, and that's when they score goals. I mean, that was a great icing by Bowlby.
3:01 left to go. The drop in the right wheel from our vantage point in the chi-high zone. And here is Mason Johnson. His exit pass was knocked down, but across the line, kind of dribbled across the blue line, and Eau Claire Memorial has to retreat and get on sides here. They have it all the way back in their own zone. And here's a lead pass for Moore. Couldn't control, comes right back out. Chai High looking cross ice here, but Jackson Boland will wheel and deal up the ice himself. Jackson gets up a few feet off the Memorial blue stripe, hammers one in. This one goes to the blue line, but Rieg didn't get there in time. Karsten Rieg has to swallow that one up and wait for Chai High to get on sides, and finally they do, but the Cards with wholesale changes on the line change back to Bobby's line right here. Here are the Cards. It's Jackson Hoym. Hoym moves in, stretches a shot, and a whistle stops play as the net came off its moorings in the Memorial zone. Cards had the Abes caught a little bit with their breezers down on that one.
Yeah, it started with a great physical play by Jack Bowlby, and just came in. Their defense made a good play on it, and it's just the way it goes. But this line is really playing well tonight. I'm excited about what they're going to keep doing here.
Bowlby is out there again. Jackson Hoym on his wing, and Hoym came in to stuff a shot off the draw, but it kicked into some players, and Eau Claire Memorial will walk it down the ice. Here is Drake. Feathers this one around the wall. And back to Jack, and a quick pass to Drew Bowlby. Drew moves in. Shot right on the ice, and that one went wide. And it stopped at the blue line on the far side by Evan Esslinger. Hess has got his shift out there right now, and he's battling along the wall on the far side. Eau Claire Memorial picks it up. Still, though, on sides. And Jackson Hoym stops, looks up the ice, Jack Bowlby on the far side, and Evan Esslinger over there too. And this one's going to roll all the way back to the end of the wall in the Chai High zone. Drake picks it up and hands it right off to Luke Lindsay. Lindsay comes in and scores as Peyton Platter teed one up for him. And the Cards, a mistake in their own zone, handed it right to Lindsay. And he wound up with Peyton Platter scoring that goal.
Simply put, you just cannot give up opportunities like that against a team like Memorial, because they'll capitalize almost every single time.
Wow. Well, sometimes you look and I don't know if you're seeing different things out there or you just nonchalantly lay it ahead, but that's what happened.
Everything happens so fast that it's tough sometimes, but man, that hurts.
15:48 of the first period, and the Cards are down a deuce here not playing that badly, just a mistake. Cross Chai High. Here is Rieg. Let's see how they respond right here. Ben Carlson, a one-timer, hit off the side of the cage. And here comes Memorial again. Connor Byrne. Byrne moves in. No opening there. He'll drag it behind the cage. And goes over to Peyton Platter. Backside. Boy, it's been the 10-21 show here. From 10, Platter from Byrne, and bang, bang, Eau Claire Memorial up by 3 here at the end of the period. Wow. 16-14 of the first period. Eau Claire Memorial buries a couple of late goals here. Exploded to make it 3-0. Here's Chai! Yes! The Cards, Ezra Lindstrom scores for the Cards. And it just kind of kicked off the wall, and Lindy picked it up and threw it past Savoia. Boy, that is huge right there, huh?
That's a great play by our third line, coming out and getting the job done. Scoring off a rebound, taking advantage of a defensive breakdown by Memorial.
Well, we've had our defensive breakdowns. They owe us a time or two, and we got one right there.
Absolutely, Greg.
Yeah, Ezra Lindstrom with the goal. Big hit delivered right there on Drake Bobey. Ezra Lindstrom with the goal for Chai High. And that's his third of the season. As we tick it down to 12 seconds left to go here in the period. 3-1. Boy, that helps a lot. You go in 3-1 instead of 3-0 makes a big deal, I think.
Absolutely. Anytime you score in the last minute of the period, that is a huge momentum push going into the second.
Well, there you go. We count it down to the final seconds of this first period. It was all Eau Claire Memorial until Lindstrom got his sixth point, his third goal of the year. And 3-1. So a little bit of... A little bit of encouragement as the Cards go into the first intermission locker room here off the Lindy goal. That was terrific. All right, 3-1, the count for Eau Claire Memorial, number two team in the state, leading Chai High here after one period. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4kids.com. Well, Landon Tease, we'll catch up with him. He'll do some conversations in the Chai High fan area here at Hobbs. We'll get to him in just a little bit. Chai High down 3-1 to Eau Claire Memorial. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chai High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
One period in the books here at Hobbs. Eau Claire Memorial came out storming late in the period. They led 1-0 on the goal by Connor Byrne at 9:02 of the first. Then it was kind of quiet. Chai was playing with them and at times looked better than Eau Claire Memorial. But boy, they came and stormed back. At 15:48, they scored a goal by Luke Lindsay. And Peyton Platter all over the ice has got a couple of points here tonight. And then just right after that, within 30 seconds, Platter from Connor Byrne made it 3-0. But Chi High scored Ezra Lindstrom with a tally at 16:25 here in the first to make it 3-1. Well, Berry Global, innovators in plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Want to give a shout out tonight to one of the Cardinal players here. Trevor Bobey was injured and had a rod put in his knee. I think it was a football injury.
Yep.
And fortunately, doctors determined it wasn't growing the right way, wasn't doing the right thing. So he had to go in this week and have surgery again. Trevor, we miss you. Probably tuned in to the game tonight. We wish you the best. And, boy, it's a tough call for Trevor. But great young man, terrific athlete. And so a shout-out to him, huh?
He is an amazing player, and he's an even better person. It really is really hard for me to not see number 6 out there. But I know that whatever he does, he's going to be great at it. He's just one of those people.
He's a senior, going to miss the rest of the season here.
Absolutely.
And our best wishes to Trevor as he heals up after this second surgery. Well, let's go downstairs. Landon Tease has joined us all season long for some conversations between periods. And he has a special guest. Landon.
Thanks, Greg. We're over here on the other side of the ice, right up on the glass. Even for a road game tonight, Greg, we still got a lot of students came out to support. About 50 to 60 students here on the road up here in the bleachers. So a great turnout for Chi High tonight. We have a blackout tonight, so everybody's got their black clothing on and really supporting Chi High. But I was walking around, I found Gabe Vargas over here. And, you know, Gabe, what made you come out on the road tonight and support the Chi High Cardinals?
Well, you know, I got to support the team, man. This is one of the most important games of the season against our arch rival Memorial. I mean, they're good, but I believe that the boys can pull through and they can come away with a win on this one if they dial in.
So just before the game started, I showed you the playoff bracket. The seedings obviously came out Sunday. So what is your ideal and what do you think of the playoff bracket this year going in?
You know, we're seeded 6th this year, which is the lowest we've been seeded in a long time. And so we are in our first game, we're playing against Ashland, which I haven't heard of them, but I'm feeling confident in a win there. And I think that if we play North and we play at our A game and the next game after that, you know, we're going to beat North. And then the real test is going to be with Memorial yet again later in the season. And if we make it that far, you know, hopefully third time's a charm and we win against them.
So another question, what does the student section have to do tonight to, you know, encourage these Cardinals and maybe
put some more goals in the net and see if we can't come out on top.
You know, the student section just has to get loud, and that's something that we've been working on all year. It was a bit of a struggle with this off-COVID year. Students kind of forgot how the student section works, but as the games have been getting on and as the year's been going by, the students have been getting louder and more supportive behind their team. So we just got to get loud, get wild, and hype up the boys.
All right, thanks, Gabe. I'll toss it back up to you, Greg.
All right, thanks very much, Landon. Appreciate it. We'll catch you again between the second and third periods here on WOGO. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CBOSM.com/WOGO. CBOSM.com/WOGO. That's where we are tonight. WOGO Radio, Greg and Cooper up here. And Ezra Van Dyke, Flying Dutchman at our WOGO Communication Center. After one is the Old Abes, three, and the Cards, one on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Heading towards the second period here, Chi-Hi trails at 3-1 against Eau Claire Memorial on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. You can stream us anywhere around the planet at wogo.com, AM 680, 103.1 FM throughout the Chippewa Valley. So Eau Claire Memorial, you know, they played is tough, and I think it's making a mistake is kind of like bleeding next to a shark with ECM. I mean, they're going to pick it up and make you pay for it. That's what happened a few times here in the first.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a super opportunistic team. You know, we knew that coming in. We knew that these mistakes could potentially bite us. But I can't stress enough the importance of that goal at the end, which means the next goal is even more important.
Yeah.
You know, if we come out and we can bury one right away, you know, it's a brand new game. So we just got to make sure that we get that next one and hopefully don't make any more of those mistakes that are going to cost us.
Yeah, well, we killed off a penalty, but it was that first line that got all three goals, that first line, and that's the line that is the most threatening for Eau Claire Memorial.
True. You know, I think that should have been a key to the game, Greg. I think I might have messed up.
Okay, we'll hit the reset
shutting down
on that,
the first line.
That first line. I mean, there are a lot of keys to Eau Claire Memorial, first line is deadly.
Yeah, they're super talented.
So we'll see if we can limit their scoring from here on out, if we can, as we head towards the second period. Chi High at 12-9-1. They are riding a four-game winning streak. Eau Claire Memorial with a 16-2-1 record. And with that kind of record, you don't lose very often. So you got lots of streaks throughout the year. The only time that ECM lost was to Hudson a couple of times, and they tied Notre Dame. And they're in the top five in D1 this year. So the Cards back on the ice right here at the line of Carlson and Owen and Mason Johnson, the first guys out here in the second period. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 until 5. At the Mason Companies corporate office, it's 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Or you can apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. Eau Claire Memorial with their top line out there right now, too. That's Platter, Lindsay, and Byrne. That have burned us a few times here tonight. Three goals, all from that top line for Mike Collins here this evening. Cards ready to go there at center ice, and now here comes ECM. Luke Lindsay against Ben Carlson. Jay Dupree to drop it. Here we go. Second period underway as it's dribbled into the Eau Claire Memorial zone. They quickly clear the puck to center, and Chi High's Owen Krista tries to walk it in on the near wing. He was stood up by Dylan Byrne, and it's going to come back out to neutral. Dropped on the glove by Boland. He'll go cross ice, but nobody there for the guys in red. And Eau Claire Memorial will roll it up the ice. Here is Platen Patter. Platter hands off to Luke Lindsay on the give and go right there in the Chi High zone. It's around the boards on the half wall, and Owen Krista dances up the ice and gets it out to neutral right here. Connor Byrne goes cross ice. Quickly feeds it up for Dylan Byrne, and Eau Claire Memorial's into the zone. Here they come. Oh, they had a two-on-one as Platter laid it down for Dylan Byrne on the backside, and he just missed the shot going in. 15-59, just underway here in the second period. Hammered off the dasher on the near side. Hauled in there by Rieg. Karsten picks it up. Drops this one off the boards, and Bobby tried to chase it down. Jack stretching out. He was on the ice, laying on the ice, trying to tip it in the corner to try to reach it. And it's deep in the Eau Claire Memorial zone. They have it on the near wall. Christian Tavari picks it up. There's the intercept, and Chi High with a chance as Jackson Hoym walked it into the hole. Now he loses it. It's on the half wall on the far side. Eau Claire Memorial able to clear it out to neutral right there, but stuffed right back in by Drake. Momentarily, here is Nick Madsen for Eau Claire Memorial. Looks up the ice, hands it right off to Chi Hyde, and tipped into the Eau Claire Memorial zone. There's Isaac Small trying to reach it, and this one ricochets back in the Chi High into the ice in the near wing corner. Reed chases it down, but stood up on the check right there, and Isaac Small has it, but he gave it right to Eau Claire Memorial's Sam Brennan. He wheels and deals. Pulls the trigger on a shot, and coming out to meet it is Bridger. He'll hold on to the rebound. 14:50 left to go here in the second period. Your impression so far?
You know, it's we've had some zone time yet, so that's great. And another great save by Bridger. He's been standing on his head today.
There's another save off the waffle board and a rebound try. Oh, it went back of him, crossed the paint, and then out of the near wing wall and cleared by the Cards. The action against number one down there, and it was hot and heavy for a few seconds.
Another great save, too. I just got done talking about it. He's locked in today.
The guy is unbelievable. Well, he had a slow start to the year after the injury-plagued season last year, but I think he's picked it up, and it looks like the old Bridger, doesn't
Absolutely.
He? Face off to the left of Card senior goaltender, and this one wrapped around the wall. It's going to come from right to left. Stopped there by Bernicki. And it's in the elbow in the chi-high zone, a scrum right there, and Drake is going to pick it up as it comes right to him. Try to walk it up, but he coughed it up, and here is Luke Lindsay. Lindsay, a centering pass. Who's got it? A whistle sounds. It looked like it was still loose, but there was traffic out in front of Bridger. They just decided to blow the whistle and stop play. And that, we'll see the puck dropped in the chi-high zone. 14:15 left to go. Cards desperately trying to get the next goal here.
Yeah, Coach Parker looks like he wants to have a conversation with the ref here. I think he was looking for a call on Drake Bovee there. Looked like there was a pretty blatant interference that was not called. So Coach Parker's having a quick conversation here, it looks like.
Yep, that's what they're doing right now, just below us here. 14:15 left to go, second period. And waiting for the stripes as they talk to Scott Parker here in the building. And now we're about ready to go back at it. Face off in the Card zone. The left circle here. Peyton Platter against Ben Carlson. Carlson reaching down, trying to block it, and Ben's got it right here. Lifts one ahead for Owen, but just beyond his reach. And hauled in there by Eau Claire Memorial. Back for Madsen. Patiently waits. Now to Byrne, the defenseman, Brendan Byrne. And he'll angle this one off the wall. Back to the chi-high zone. Karsten Rieg tried to pick it up, then lost it in the backhand. Owen Kristen with puck support. And this one's going to go over for Jackson Bolin. Looks up, fires it ahead. Right into the breezers of Nick Madsen. Kind of went up the left pants and came right back down again. Right on his tape. Here is Madsen right here. Over to Dylan Byrne. That one picked off right at the blue line. Owen tried to dangle it in. Then was shoved against the wall by Peyton Platter. Lost his stick and the puck. And Eau Claire Memorial on the break right here. Here is Dylan Byrne. The defenseman jumps in and tries to hit Connor Byrne, his bro, as he was cutting to the hole. And it's on the left wall in the chi-high zone. Scraped there by Mason Johnson, but he was pushed off the puck. And Bolin feathered on it, but still got it out here with 13 minutes left to go, second period. Here is Dylan Byrne. Comes in, fires a shot that was knocked down, blocked by chi-high. And here's an icing call against the Cards with 12:49 left to go in the second period. Well, Culver's of Lake Alley is hiring, wages up to $18 an hour. You can apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Alley. Face off just beneath us in the chi-high zone. Cards, tic-tac-toe, they get it up the ice, clear it to neutral, and here they come. Here is Jack. Jack moves in, drags the puck, but a nice block right there by the Abes, Andrew Parrott.
Yeah, what a play by Parrott.
And the puck loose right in the low slot. It's going to be picked up by Eau Claire Memorial. Here is Tavari. Races up on the near wing. Tavari rubbed on the wall. Card's able to scrape it around. Jack has got it on the far wall. But here is Tavari. Scrapes it off the dasher. Right back. And here is Andrew Parrott with a one-timer. And the puck still in the chi-high zone. Bodies flying all over. A big hit delivered by Drew Bovee. And here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym's got it, dropped to one knee, stable to dangle, tried to get it up top to Drake Bovee. Hoym on the half wall, still battling for it. Eau Claire Memorial trying to clear. That one intercepted by Briar Niblett. tried to pull the shot on a trigger, the trigger on a shot, pardon me, but it was blocked by Eau Claire Memorial. Cards quickly racing down the ice, throw it up on a long distance outlet pass right there. And now it's going to pop back out to neutral ice, and Rieg backpedals to get it. Karsten looking up the ice for Breyer Niblett beyond his reach. Niblett, though, got it. Took a pitch from behind by Smalls behind the goal line there, and the puck still up in the zone. Here is Niblett, backhand try, knocked down by Eau Claire Memorial. He picks up a loose change, hammers one in. Cards in the midst of a line change. Ben is back out there, and he's got it right now. Wheels and deals, and now loses it back to neutral ice. Drake Bovey picks it up, shuffles it ahead, and Eau Claire Memorial will dump this one, and there is an icing call against the Aves.
Seems as if Chi-High is starting to get the motor going here.
I was
going to
just say the same thing. It looked like after we're a little bit back in our heels there, we're starting to get back in the flow. We're blocking the neutral zone breakout for them and holding that zone.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Our neutral zone has been phenomenal this period.
Here is Ben Carlson trying to win it. An offensive zone draw, but Memorial comes up with it, and Byrne has got it for ECM. Cross ice for Peyton Platter. Finally locates it. Hands it off for Connor Byrne. Byrne will chase it down right behind Bridger Fixmer. And here is Luke Lindsay on that forward line. Lindsay carries it back up to the point. One-timer there by Dylan Byrne. Drifted way wide. And it's cycled down low by Eau Claire Memorial. Comes on the near wall. There is Ben. He'll wrap it around the dasher. And it goes from right to left. But Memorial still has it. This is Platter. Tried to walk it in, then lost it. And here is Drake. Angles it off the boards. Trying to hand it to Owen, and it's loose inside the zone. Owen Krista on the back check. Picked it up there for a moment and lost it. 10:02 left to go in the period. And Eau Claire Memorial's got it right now. Luke Lindsay starts him into the zone. Here's Byrne, backhand try. They had Dylan Byrne on the post, back door there, harassing Bridger Fixmer, but it was out of his reach and now drifts out of play, and that'll stop the action here with 9:47 left to go in the second period. 3-1 the count. Memorial had a 3-0 lead. Ezra Lindstrom scored in the final half a minute. Well, 35 seconds to be precise of the period to make it 3-1. Chi-High needs the next one here. 9:44 left to go in the second stanza. There's the drop, a battle for it. In the right wheel here, comes back to the point for Eau Claire Memorial. That was chopped in there by Sam Brennan, and Chi-High chases it down. Jack Bovey trying to hand it off to Jackson Hoym, and here is Bovey. Bovey into the zone, stops and pops. Bovey with a rebound try, and Savoia with a couple of huge saves on the junior Jack Bovey. And the puck still inside the zone. Here is Jack. Jack is back out of the corner. Tried to drag it on his forehand, lost it. And Eau Claire Memorial off the glass, can't clear. Chi-High in the forecheck. On the near side is Drew Bovey. Bovey into the corner, but they can't organize anything. It's going to come all the way around. Stepping up is Karsten Rieg. Chi-High had it behind the cage. That was Small looking for a centering pass right there. And Memorial will send this one all the way down and take the icing call.
Once again, that Bovey and Hoym combination,
yeah,
just really putting it on them. Nice,
sure,
two-on-one. Their goalie made a heck of a save, but one of these times, you know, it's only a matter of time before that line puts one in the back of the net.
I hope so. 8:45 left to go, second period. Cards trailing by 2-3-1. There's a drop, and here is Small. Centering pass! Oh, they had Niblett waiting there and just couldn't get his lumber on the puck. I think if he could have just put his stick down, it would have been 3-2. He was all by himself. Back to the Chi-High zone. Smalls is over there. Here is Eau Claire Memorial's Nolan Ottom. And Chi-High clears it out to neutral ice. And here is Lindstrom. He's got the lone Chi-High goal. Smalls picks up the loose change. Small comes in, tries to drop a backhander past Savoia, but he was hugging the post and no opening right there. This one's going to come back for Niblett. rolls back, fires one in. Sides are on, Chihai's on sides here with 8:02 left to go in the second period. Angled off the boards, back out to neutral ice. Stopped there by Rieg, and Eau Claire Memorial will gather it in and take their time up the ice. Here is Luke Lindsay. Lindsay rolls in, fires a shot. That was off some lumber and up into the netting and out of play here. 7:46 left to go. Just looks to me like Chihai is kind of energized here in this period.
Absolutely. Like we were talking about between periods, they seem to be a second period team, and that's ringing true here.
Yeah, they've outscored opponents 30-16. Their best offensive period is the second. We could use one or two right here. 7:39 left to go as the puck was dropped over the window and out of play here. And so we'll have the faceoff just outside the card zone. Ben Carlson gets it back. Here's Chihai. And Caden Swoboda up the ice. Looked to put it ahead, but comes right back to him. Swoboda, quick touch pass ahead there. Oh, we had Owen Krista, was dropped right at the blue line. No call, and Eau Claire Memorial in transition right here. It is Connor Byrne, drops it in the right wing corner of the Chihai zone. This is Carlson, tried to back it around, and that was seen and cut off, and a one-timer, top of the hash marks right there by Peyton Platter. He's a sniper and took a shot. Here is a long shot from the point, blocked by Owen off the stick of Sam Brennan, and it's going to float up and out of play here with 7:01 left to go in the second period.
That was just a senior sacrificing his body for his team right there. You're laying down in front of it. You think he took it right off the ankle, and he just got up like it was nothing.
Yep.
Tough kid.
Got to fight through the pain here. 7:01 left to go. Jack Bobey ready to take the draw. This has been a line, a unit that's really been working for Scott Parker. Cards try that long distance breakout pass. It was red and cut off at the point. And here's Eau Claire Memorial. Christian Tavare on this line, the second line. But Chihai with the intercept. Here they come. Jack has got a man on his wing. He tried to get it over to Drew Bobey, but a Memorial player stepped in between. And Eau Claire Memorial will carry it just inside the Chihai zone. 6.5 left to go. Unlike the first game, there's only been one penalty apiece in this one so far. Both teams 0-for on the power play. Here's Jack, 1-on-3. Bobey moves in, drags it, fires a shot near the end of his shift. And that one glanced off the back wall hard. A screamer there from Jack. Cards back in the zone, 6:13 left to go. Chihai looking much better here in the second period, but nothing on the scoreboard to show for at this point. Here is Bernicki into the right wing corner, rubbed on the wall by the Cards. And Bernicki still with the puck, worked it back up to the point. And a shot by Metz in the one-timer into the mitt. A Bridger with 5:53 left to go, and that'll stop play right here. Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing here in the second period. I just wish we had a goal coming out of it.
Yeah, hopefully we get something to show for it because there's a lot of energy on this bench down here. You know, we're right up above them, and, you know, I can just hear them down there. They're helping each other out.
Clean win by Memorial. They go D to D. Here is Dylan Byrne. Stops and throws one in off the wrist shot. Centering pass comes right back to Byrne through all the traffic. He's just going to drop it off the wall and try to create something. Here's Pankratz for Eau Claire Memorial. Back to the point for Nick Madsen. Rolls along the blue line. Now Chihai starting to spend too much time in their own zone. And Dylan Byrne on the forecheck right here. He's got the puck. Eau Claire Memorial with a quick turn and a shot by Sterich. Came off the window. ECM still controls off the waffle board. A Bridger and comes across the blue line. At least Eau Claire Memorial's got a touch up right here and get on sides. 5:09 left to go. Cards trail at 3-1. There's the intercept out at neutral. Only for a moment, though. And Eau Claire Memorial's got it again. Luke Lindsay, though, brought it in. An offside call against Eau Claire Memorial.
Memorial had a mismatch there. That was their first line in our third.
Wow.
And they were buzzing us there a little bit.
Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today. They serve all of Western Wisconsin, White City Glass. The drop at the dot. Out of neutral ice here, and Chai High will push it up. Here is Ben. Carlson backs into the right wing corner. Is bodied by Brennan. And the puck still loose in the zone, but Chai High can't hold it, so they'll just drop it back for the D. Owen Krista trying to catch up to it in the Eau Claire Memorial zone. And here is Andrew Parrott. Parrott steers it ahead into the Chai High into the ice, and Memorial's got it right here. Peyton Platter peels it off the wall right to Karsten Rieg. Chai High going tape to tape for the D, but then the loss right there. Peyton Platter pushed against the elbow by the Cards. That's Rieg going one-on-one with the senior. And it comes back to Madsen at the point. Off Bridger's glove, and we got a delayed call here against Eau Claire Memorial. Might be on Platter, who is getting into it with Rieger in the corner. And it is. Peyton Platter will sit for two.
You know, he got away with the first two whacks, and then, you know, he did it one too many times. Three strikes, and to the bin you go.
Okay, there is the candidate for player of the year in the conference, Peyton Platter. And good to have him off the ice, for sure.
Oh, no kidding. But that brings up a good point, though. We can't get sucked into that kind of play right now.
Right, yep.
We give them one of those roughings, and, you know, it could be dangerous.
Yep. All right, so the Cards, there's the face-off in the Memorial Zone. Let's see what we can do with it. Second power play of the night. Here is Drew Bovey along the half wall. Hands off to Carter Hoyne. Now they'll go cross ice. Jack has got it. Over for Drew Bovey. Now to Svoboda.
It came off the crossbar. Oh,
what a look by Svoboda.
Caden pulled the trigger on his shot, and it drew Steele right behind Savoia. You could hear it way up here, couldn't you?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they could probably hear me screeching there.
That's okay. We thought we had one.
Wow.
As he tried to shelf Savoia. Well, that was one long distance shot. He was only a couple of strides inside the zone. And here is Drew Bovey. Cards in the power play. Minute and a half left to go on it. Here is Svoboda over on the far side for Drew Bovey. He dangles top of the wheel. Now on the near side for Carter Hoyme. Tried a shot, but no opening right there. And Bovey into the corner. Get two guys on it. This one's going to go cross ice. Jack flags it down. Now to Svoboda. Hands back to Jack. Goes a shot. I think he was trying to go into the corner for a pass. And stepping up is Drew Bovey to keep the zone. Chai High trying to get a couple of guys on it. Bovey is in there along with Jackson Hoyme. And Jack Bobey's got it. Oh, Jack ran into one of the referees. And because of that, he lost control. And it's cleared out to center. Bad break there for Chai High. Here is Jack Bovey. 45 seconds to go on the power play. Bovey looks energized. Jack into the corner. Tipped it over to Owen Krista. Owen, though, rubbed off the play. And let's see if the Cards can hold the zone here. Nope. It's cleared all the way down, and that'll do it for that line. But a nice shift there in this power play.
It was a great shift, and the ref stopped it. He's got to get out of the way.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man, the Cards were holding the zone there. Here's Eau Claire Memorial back to the Chai High end of the ice. We're down to 16 seconds to go in the power play. Chai High maybe with one rush if they can get at it. Mason Johnson's got it. Now over on the near side for Jackson Boland. Hit his skate, lost it, and Eau Claire Memorial counters with a quick shot and thumped off the pads. That was from Luke Lindsay, and that'll do it for the power play. Chai High 0 for 2 tonight on the man advantage. A minute 53 left to go here in this second period. Eau Claire Memorial with a one-timer. There is Andrew Parrott, and that was angled into the corner by Bridger. 1.5 left to go. A minute and a half in this period. Eau Claire Memorial still wheeling and dealing. And a win in. Peyton Platter to Connor Byrne. Ten from 21 to make it 4-1. Eau Claire Memorial. Oh, man.
Like I said, little mistakes lead to goals against a team like this. Jackson Boland got beat clean out of the corner, and he had a clean shot from the top of the circles. And, you know, with a guy like that, he's a dangerous scorer. Like, just Not much Bridger can really do there.
And Heartbreak City right there. 4-1 Memorial. That goal from Byrne. The assist going to Jackson Platter. Or Peyton Platter, pardon me, at 15:27 of the second period makes it 4-1. Let's see if we can get a late goal here in the second, like we did in the first. Memorial backs it in. That's Sam Brennan, still inside the zone. Shy high. See if they can keep some flow going here. Cards up the ice. It's Briar Niblett. Pushes it ahead for Ezra Lindstrom. He's the guy that scored at the end of the first period. Wrapped around the wall. 51 seconds left to go in the period. Caught up in the Eau Claire Memorial defensive zone, but they look up the ice, and here's a pass to Cole Fisher. Fisher's got it in the corner. Goes back to the point. And this one kicks around inside the Chi-High zone. And 35 seconds left to go. The Cards get it out to neutral. But cut off right there by Andrew Parrott. Parrott moves in. One-timer on net. And Bridger with a save as it's tossed into the right wing corner. Here is Jack Bovey. 20 seconds to go in the period. Gives it up for Briar Niblett. Hammers one in. Down to 12 seconds to go in this second period. And it's going to be tossed back to the Chi-High zone as we have 5 seconds remaining. Drake Bovey angles this one off the wall. Drew Bovey's got it. Oh, the Cards had something cooking as Jackson Hoym was at the hash marks, beneath the hash marks here at the end of the period. Maybe 3 or 4 more seconds. It could have been 4-2. But the period ends. The buzzer sounds early. And it's 4-1. Well, we played a better second period, but they still scored to add on to the lead here.
Yeah, that last one really hurts. But, you know, this is going to be a great test for the Cardinals because, you know, going into playoffs, they're going to face a team like this.
Yep.
And it's kind of gut check time. You know, do you want to come out and really take it to them like I feel they can in the third? Or, you know, do they want to keep playing the same hockey? And, like, this is a great team, don't get me wrong, but I really feel like if we play a period like that and we get a couple more bounces, it could be totally different.
Yeah, we've had our chances. I mean, there were legit times in this period where Chi-High outplayed Eau Claire Memorial. We had them pinned in their own zone. They couldn't break out. And yet, struggle scoring just has been a problem all year for the Cards.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I just feel like it's just bad puck luck. But,
yep.
You know, other times it's just, you know, you have a great opportunity. Like earlier, we had a 2-on-1 and we whiffed on it. So it's just taking advantage of the opportunities that we do get, and this is the time of year that we really need to do that.
That is for sure. 4-1 the count. Eau Claire Memorial, the number 2 ranked team of the state, leading our Cards here after two periods. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots. It's rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. Well, we'll catch up with Landon and his special guest here in just a few minutes. After two periods, it's Eau Claire Memorial trying to sweep the season series with the Cards, leading 4-1 over Chi-High. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
At Culver's, we cook our butter burgers pretty much the same as you would at home. Only our 3-cut blend of fresh beef will do. Then you'll need to master our signature press and sear technique. You may want to practice a few thousand times. Add real Wisconsin cheese, top with a lightly buttered toasted bun, and serve yourself with a big warm smile.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole cook-to-order butter burger thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964.
Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Chi High Hockey tonight. Greg Stewart along with Cooper Fosvick here, and cards up trailing 4-1 to Eau Claire Memorial. They trailed 3-0. Then Lindy got a goal at the end of the first period to make it 3-1. But Eau Claire Memorial tallied here close to the end of the second period, and that's where we stand, 4-1 after two. Well, across the way is our Landon Tease. And Landon, what do you got going between second and third periods here?
All right, thanks, Greg. Dan over here on the other side of the ice, and I found somebody who is not really difficult to spot here. 6'7", 250 pounds, first team All-State in football this year. Mason Gadle, our right tackle. And Mason, so, you know, you go to a lot of events, but what is your favorite sport to go to when you're coming out to support the Chi High Cardinals?
I would have to say my favorite sport would most definitely be hockey. Just the energy they bring multiple games throughout the year. It's just simply phenomenal how they just, I can't skate, so I just think it's crazy that they're out there just skating around. So it just blows my mind how talented some of these young players are, and it's super fun to watch my buddies out there their senior year and know they're having a blast. I know this game's not going the best so far, but hopefully it can come back here in the third.
And so obviously, again, the seeding came out on Sunday night, and so what do you think of the playoffs and how Chi High stands and all that stuff?
Well, after the first round, I know we'd have to play most likely North and then Memorial and then Hudson. So honestly, after the first game, we're just playing teams we've already played before. And some of these teams like Hudson, we've gone 0-2, but if I'm being honest, I've always gone third time's the charm. If I'm doing whatever, it's kind of like I feel confident. We've played these teams before. We're going to get a chance to play them again, and it's no new faces, basically. We already know who we're going up against, and they should have a game plan going into all these playoff games.
And then, so with the playoffs again, who is the team to beat for the Chi High Cardinals in the 2022 playoffs?
I think it'd probably be the game to go to state or the game in state. Hudson, of course. I know they're a very talented group of guys. We've already gone 0-2, but like I said, we've played them. We have a game plan now, and I feel like we're going to get them in playoffs and just shock the whole BRC and the whole state.
All right, thanks, Mason. Good luck at Winona State next year for football. I'll toss it back up to you, Greg.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Yeah, let's hope third time's a charm. Chi High will take on the Ashland team on Tuesday. We'll be there at home, the only home game for Chi High, unless they can get to the sectional championship, which is going to be hosted in Chippewa. We'll be on the air with Cardinal Countdown 6:40 for that playoff game. Coop and I will And then if Chi-Hi wins that, Eau Claire North is standing waiting for the winner of that game. Eau Claire Memorial also with a bye, waiting the winner of Superior and Toma. So if both, if Chi-Hi wins, there'll be two games here on Thursday the 17th. We'll have the early one at 5 o'clock puck drop here at Eau Claire. And you never know. You play a team three times, Coop, and you know, things can happen, right?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to beat a team three times.
It is.
And, you know, we've split with North here, but they got the last one. But I really don't feel like that game was out of reach at any point. In a playoff game, it would be incredible. It'd be a great atmosphere. And I really do think that the Cards have a legitimate chance.
Well, let's see if we have a legit chance here in the third period. I mean, if we got to come out. I think we have to score pretty early in the period to make a game of it, don't you?
Yeah, we got to make up three goals just to push overtime. And, you know, that takes time. And a goalie like this and the way their defensemen play, it is tough. And the thing about it is, it's like you mentioned earlier, you know, just a couple bounces. And this we've been putting pressure on them. This could be the period that it happens. But obviously, you know, this is a game of hockey. You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
So I guess we just got to kind of, you know, hope that these guys bear down and we can pound a couple home.
Yep, don't give up the ship. We've got some time here in the third period to make a game of it. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. We're in the second intermission. Chi-Hi trails at 4-1. And we'll take a 3-minute break and be back for puck drop here in the decisive third on WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Chi High has been burned by late period goals here. One in the second at 16-14. In fact, almost in proximity. Two goals late in that first period, and then one here late in the last minute and a half or so of the second period. And Cards are trailing Eau Claire Memorial by a 4-1 count. And like we said, boy, that next goal might be 4-1. You can't. I don't think 5-1's gonna be doable here. We've got to get the next one, don't you think?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think 4-1 is reachable, you know. But I mean, if they come out and pop one early, we're gonna be on our heels for sure. So it's gonna be really key for us to go and pop one early, like you said, and get this game back a little closer, back to a two-goal game.
Eau Claire Memorial first out of the locker room here in the second. Here comes Chi High, led by Drake Bobby. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. It's flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. It's lakeland.edu/blended. We'll have our post-class and mirror post-game show for you. Holly Bobby, names you know. Stats recap on the post-game show, and hopefully we have more than one stat to talk about. The only thing on the ledger so far for Chi High is Ezra Lindstrom's goal at 16:25. That made it 3-1, but Eau Claire Memorial scored here in the second, and it's 4-1. And here we go, 17 up on the board. We're ready to go in the third, and a clean win for Chi High. Swoboda carried it ahead, but was stripped by Connor Byrne. Eau Claire Memorial comes in, and a hard wrist shot right there by Luke Lindsay, swallowed up by Bridger on a key giveaway by Chi High, but he's relying on the senior goaltender right there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He had a tough time with that one, too. He got a little lucky.
Yeah, he did. Cards get it back into the corner. Now the break. Here's Jackson Hoym on the near wing. Hoym with some energy, races across the line. Drops one, but we have it offsides. Hoym decided just at the blue line to throw it off to his left, and that forced the offsides. Puck loose, and here comes Eau Claire Memorial. Dylan Burns got it. That was picked. Jack Bobby trying to get in and squeeze into the opening. Oh, a big hit right there on Jackson Hoym. Delivered by big number 10, Connor Byrne, who's had a big night himself with a couple of goals here. Here comes Eau Claire Memorial, a shot on net, and a rebound try on the right post from the Aves. That was Christian Tavari on the second line. Tavari's got it, top of the wheel on the far side. Picked up by Sterich, but he lost it, coughed it up, and the Cards able to get the puck out to neutral ice. 15:47 left to go. Chi High moves it up the barn here. Tavari's got it on the intercept, rolls it around from right to left. It's going to come on the half wall on the near side. Things starting to heat up physically on the ice here. And this is Reed. Feathers a backhand pass, breakout pass, but it was intercepted. Memorial on the attack again. On the far side is Sterich. He was rubbed on the wall, but puck support from Sam Brennan. And big hits along the dasher of the far side. Brennan went down in a heap, but got right back up, jumped right back up. Here's Memorial, a few feet in their own zone. They cross the blue line, and Chi High stands them up right there. And here is Small. Smalls works it over to Reed. Karsten picks it up. Will shuttle one into the left wing corner, and it comes around from left to right on the goal line in the Memorial zone. A minute and a half gone here in the third period. Chi High trails it 4-1. And Memorial trying the season sweep, trying to make the season sweep here tonight on home ice. Owen Krista trying to walk it through the legs of Brody Bernicki. And Bernicki able to hang out of the puck and toss it in the Chi High zone. Here is Cole Fisher. Fisher walked it along the line, and we got a stoppage of play. And we may have a penalty right here.
Oh, no, we're going on the power play.
I mean, the penalty for them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll take it. Chai Hive, 0 for 2. Now their third power play chance of the night. And we'll see the puck drop in the Memorial Zone. This would be huge if Chai Hive can get a goal right here.
I like the idea of coming out the Bovee line again.
They've been exceptional here tonight, but Jack unable to win that draw. Here comes Memorial. Platter by himself. Breakaway chance. Platter lifts a wrist shot, trying to go up top on Bridger, and just missed the cage. Peyton Platter tried to seal the deal here as Memorial throws it back in the Chai High zone. A minute and a half left to go in the power play. Swoboda's got it. Looks it over. Now directs it ahead for Jackson Hoym. Little touch pass back, and the Cards have to hit the reset button right here. Swoboda harassed as he came up, and it is Platter all over the ice. Peyton Platter dives in. Platter's dropped, and there's the penalty on Chai High as he was tripped up, and we give the power play away right there. Peyton Platter, the chaser on the shorthanded team, is all over the ice, and the Cards had to trip him up or else he would have had a breakaway chance again.
Yeah, Memorial running a really aggressive penalty kill where they have one guy on the puck, and that guy is Peyton Platter, and man, is he tough to stop. He stripped Caden Swoboda at the blue line, and then he drew a penalty. I mean, that's tough.
Yeah, Platter created that by himself. He's 19th in the state in points. Came in here with 47. And has tacked on a couple more. Should hit the 50 mark for sure this season. As the Cards stuff it down to the Memorial zone, but we're 4-on-4 hockey right here. Banked off the wall, loose at neutral. Picked up there by Jackson Bolin. Guns went off the boards, and Memorial will gather it in right here. Down to 42 on the 4-on-4 as Memorial rolls back in their own zone to get organized. Here is Sam Brennan. Crosses the blue stripe into Chai High territory. Brennan, nice drag into the corner to get away from Boland. But the Cards, Karsten Rieg comes up with it. Angles a pass ahead, and it is Mason Johnson who dumps it in. He's going to peel off on the line change as Drew Bovee comes in for him. Here is Platter. Seems to be on the ice all the time. Peyton Platter. Platter trying to set the table. One-timer by himself. That tied up Bridger a little bit, but he found it on the near post and holds on here with 1 second left on the 4-on-4. Memorial's going to have about a 45-second or so power play coming up. Well, we said one more from Memorial would probably do it, and so far we're hanging in here. With our senior goaltender, we're holding them off, but time's evaporating here.
Yeah, the time keeps clicking down, and we haven't really had any serious scoring chances yet this period.
No, we haven't. Not here in the third period. Here is Drake. Loads one up, drops it all the way down. Half a minute left to go in the Memorial power play. This is their third of the night, even though it's abbreviated. Here is Luke Lindsay. Wheels it up the ice for Peyton Platter. Softly lays it in the low slot. Nobody there for Memorial, but the loose change picked up by Parrott, Connor Byrne, and they work it back to the point. Here is Nick Madsen. Bounces off the wall for Luke Lindsay. Lindsay stares it up, fires a shot. Byrne was trying to screen Bridger, and you can see the smiles. I bet those guys know each other through the years. Connor Byrne, big kid, right in front of Bridger, but our number one found the puck.
Yeah, he found the puck, but that was an incredible save. Our defensemen have got to do a better job of clearing the front. I don't care how big he is. You got to find a way to get him out of the way.
3 seconds to go on the power play. Face off in the Chai High zone. And Rieg able to come up with it. He is tripped, and a call on Memorial. Karsten Rieg tripped up, and Chai High is going to go back on the power play here.
Another big opportunity with 11 minutes and 36 seconds left. Need a better power play than we had last time.
That is for sure. Cards came in here with power play at 20%. Not great, but improving. Now we got a chance to put one in. If we can make it 4-2 here, things might change a little bit. Cards go back to the point here. Swoboda tried to use some traffic out in front in his one-timer. And a wrist shot right into the big eagle on the Memorial goaltender's chest, Savoia. And he'll hang on to that. So we'll drop it in the right circle. Memorial zone, defensive zone. Jack Bovee ties up his man at the draw, but Memorial scrapes it down the ice and clears. With a minute 47 left to go on the power play, ticking down to 11:21 in the game clock. Here is Jack, takes the feed from his own zone. Races up the ice. Jack, hard around into the Memorial zone. And Drew Bovee tried to jump in and save the zone, but here comes Eau Claire Memorial. Gabe Pankratz in, fires a shot, bumped into the corner by Bridger. And this is Jackson Hoym up the ice. Minute 16 to go on the power play. Cards start to change it up. Owen Christ out there right now for the Cards, along with Rieg. And Jackson Boland, so both D are switched up here with a minute 5 left to go on the power play. Here is Rieg. Karsten Rieg, who drew the penalty. Feathers one into the corner with 54 seconds left to go on the power play for Chi High. And Memorial regathers behind their own goal line and able to clear it out. And picked up by Brady Moore. Moore is in to the zone. Tried to use Rieg as a screen. And Jackson Boland lost his stick as it's broken down there. He's got to get off and get some lumber, and he finally races over to the Cardinal bench to get a new stick. Here is Rieg. Rieg fakes a pass up on the near side, then lost it. And who else but Peyton Platter's got it. Platter is going to drag it back in his own zone. Drag some time off the clock here. 14 seconds left to go on the Chi High power play, but it looks more like Memorial's power play. Here is Pat Platter. Peyton Platter moves in. The drag play right there. Platter with a backhand centering pass. And Bridger kicked the net loose with 1 second left to go. Boy, that guy is so creative.
Yeah, he did a really good job of spreading that Cardinal offense out. I mean, you could see Memorial. They spread it out. They're making passes around us. I mean, that was well executed and planned.
9:37 on the clock. Chi High. Not a good-looking power play this time around. Just 1 second left on it. And the face-off in the Card zone. Chi High gets it back for the D. And Memorial back to full strength. Here is Small. Had his breakout pass ticked aside. And here is Peyton Platter. Platter in the corner. So good at just using that time and creating some space. There's an icing call against Chi High. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Very proud to support local athletics, including Chi High Hockey, here this season. A drop to the glove side of Bridger. And Connor Byrne rides it into the corner. Here is Platter in the scrum. Back to the point. D to D. One-timer off the stick of Andrew Parrott. On the near side, and that was thumped into the corner there by Bridger. Back to Memorial's D, a one-timer there through traffic. Bridger might have gotten a piece of that, and jumping in is Andrew Parrott from his D spot. Here is Peyton Platter, centering pass from behind the cage. Kicked off a player on the half wall now with 8:47 left to go, and the puck finally touches some net. Out of play here with 8:44, and that's catching a break for Chi High, yeah. The way things were starting to devolve there.
Yeah, it was another example of when we just couldn't seem to even touch the puck to get it out, and when we did, we failed to actually get it out of the zone. So looks like we might have a little mismatch here. Looks like our first line on their third line here, so let's see how this goes.
The Bovee line back out there. Jack leading the attack right here. Moore, Sterich, and Tabari up forward for Eau Claire Memorial. And we're back to play here. Cards angle this one across their own line, but right onto the tape of Luke Erickson. Now they get organized. They break into the Chi High zone. On the far side is Brady Moore for Memorial. And Christian Tabari is over there as well. The Cards able to squeeze the puck on the dasher up and out. And here is Jackson Boland, 8:13 left to go. But Memorial counters on the intercept. And a centering pass right there for Tabari. Tried to angle it toward the cage. And it got a piece of Bridger. Here is Tyler Sterich. And again, the net comes off. And that will stop play here. 8 minutes exactly left to go here. And Chi High trails it 4-1. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve here near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Wedged against the wall, the far side of the breakout for Chi High. Owen, nice between the legs pass there intended for Ben. At least the effort was there. 7:45 left to go, but Memorial's got the rubber right here. Brought up and across the line for Cole Fisher. Fisher, and it's stripped, but it came right back, and a one-timer by Autumn. How did that not go in? Bridger got a piece of it and deflected it out of play. Here's Owen Krista trying to drag it to the cage. And following up on him was Mason Johnson back of the Aves into the ice. And Savoia had to make the save. Well, I just was still caught up on that save that Bridger made back here.
Yeah, that was a quick play. A phenomenal play by Bridger and also a phenomenal play by Drake Bovee to get that puck out of the crease. It was just laying there, and Drake was able to clear it.
7:25 left to go. Quick drive there by Briar Niblett on net. Savoia had to make the save. 7:15 as we tick it down to Karsten Rieg. Gathers it in at neutral ice, but then lost it. And Luke Lindsay's got it. One-timer on net. Save by Bridger and cleared across the blue stripe for Chi High. Here is Luke Lindsay just inside the Cardinal defensive zone.
Here comes Ezra.
And here comes Chi High. It is Ezra Lindstrom with a chance off the backhand. One on two. And Jack Bowman tries to scrape it in, and Savoia came out to sweep it into the corner. 6:40 left to go. A puck back to Byrne for Eau Claire Memorial. Crosses the line. Nice stick lift there by Jack to disrupt Byrne as the Aves brought it in. But here is Platter again in the corner. Rubbed on the wall. Still fought through it. Comes back to the point. Dylan Byrne had no opening, so just dropped it on the inboards. And Chi High brings it out. Here is Jack. Jack into the center circle. Kicks it up on his forehand, then lost it. Gathered in there by Tyler Sterich. Memorial into the zone. Looked like an offsides. Not called. And here is Byrne. Byrne harassed as he went behind the net. And it's on the half wall in the Chi High zone. And brought out by the Cards. 5:53. Time evaporating for Chi High. Angled off the boards by Jack. Into the Memorial zone as Chi High changes it up. Ben Carlson out there with a fresh set of legs. Jackson Hoym battles through the checks. And this one is cleared out to center ice by ECM. Hammered off the wall. First guy there for Chi High is Drake Bovee. Bovee then had it stripped, and we got a call right here with 5:25 left to go. And we've got an interference call. And Chi High is going to have the power play again. Got to do something with this man advantage.
Absolutely.
Cards 0 for 4 on the power play here tonight. 5:25 left to go. And Scott Parker is going to use his timeout right here. So 2 minutes up on the board. Chi High with the power play. 5:25 left to go in the third period. Cards trail at 4-1, and we'll be back in just 60 seconds.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Barry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Barry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Five and a quarter left to go in this one. Chi High with a power play near the end of the third period. Could make some noise with a goal right here. Let's see what they do with it. Face-offs in the eighth zone. Ben Carlson trying to win it for Chi High, and Ben's got it right here. Trying to walk it to the hole. Loose, and Memorial's Jack Connor tried to carry it out, but it's still caught up in the zone and now pops across the line. Here is Rieg. Rieg dances with the puck, trying to open up some space. Chi High back at the attack, and here is Ben Carlson with a one-timer. Savoia snags that out of the air. A minute 38 left to go in the power play. 5:03 on the game clock here in the third. More hockey on Tuesday night. Playoff hockey as Chi High hosts Ashland. The regionals will have it for you. Cardinal countdown scheduled for 6:40 at the Chippewa Ice Arena on Tuesday. As the Cards start out the postseason road here. Not on the road, but at home. Here is Jack Bovee. Bovee hands it off for Carter Hoym. Tries a one-timer. That one ricocheted hard off the window and cleared by Eau Claire Memorial as we go down to a minute 15 left to go in the power play. Cards start out from behind their goaltender. Jack Bovee takes the feed. Bovee was looking down, and boy, he got blown up by Luke Lindsay. And Bovee gets up slowly, but back in the play. Yeah, he's going to come off right there. He was blindsided, took the feed, and Lindsay just waiting for him as the Chi High Cardinals steer it into the zone. Here's Carter Hoym along the blue line for Chi High. Down to 43 seconds left to go in the power play. Dumped all the way down by a Memorial. And here is Swoboda. Caden's got it. Skates up the ice. Fanned on it just a little bit, but retrieves it. Owens got it across the line on the near side. Owens spins over to Johnson. Mason with the push shot. Knocked down by the Abes and cleared all the way down. And we're ticking it to 18 seconds left to go in the power play. 3:39 on the game clock. Cards trail it by 3, 4-1. And here is Carlson, the senior, drops it behind the Abe's D. Goes into the corner, digs it out himself. Owen Christ on his wing. He's got it in the right corner. Both teams back to 5-on-5 hockey here. And Chi High 0-for-5 on the power play this evening. Here's Nathan Autumn. Skates up to the blue line. Lost it for a second. Now gives it up. Jackson Bolin unable to clear the zone, though. And Sam Brennan's got it for Eau Claire Memorial. Back to the point. Luke Erickson with a one-timer. Ricocheted off players out in front of Bridger. And the Cards able to steer it out of their own zone. 2:52 left to go. Here's Memorial crossing the Cards' blue stripe. Dylan Byrne moves in. His shot ricocheted off Bridger and up and out of play right behind him in the big net on the west side of the barn. 2:43 remaining in this one. And it looks as if Memorial is going to win their 17th of the year. Cards work it back to the D. Lifted out by Drake. Dribbles into the Eau Claire Memorial zone. Tracked down there by Dylan Byrne. Steers it ahead, right on net, so Bridger has to come out, leave it for his D. Chi High on the break here. Smalls getting to it, right along the center stripe. Angles this one into the left wing corner. Savoia comes out to hold it for his D, and Memorial gets it in the half wall. Here is Nick Madsen carrying it up the ice, but finally gets out to neutral for a Memorial. Knocked down right there by Briar Niblett. Steered into the Ave zone. 2 minutes exactly left to go here. Third period. Wrapped around the boards. Evan Esslinger steps up. Holds his own for a moment, but Memorial counters right here. Banged off the wall, and an icing call here against ECM with a minute 49 left to go here in the third period. Post-game show sponsored by Post Glass Mirror on the way for you. But it looks as if the Aves are going to prevail here. Chi High had their moments, just not enough of them. And Memorial leads it 4-1. Back to action here in the third period in the Chi High zone. Cards got a whole crowd around the puck but couldn't control. And here comes Memorial. Peyton Platter's had a big night with a couple of points but rubbed off the puck. And Chi High clears it out one-on-one right here. Here come the Cards. Dragging it back is Jackson Hoym. It was one-on-one. Jackson trying to make a play right there. And then he is careened into the wall. And Hoym slow to get up. Very slow to get up. And he is a hurting unit right here. Jackson Hoym is going to look like he hurt a wrist or something. But he was just hammered into the wall. And Hoym stumbles into the bench area as play stops with the whistle. 1:08 left to go.
Yeah, that was a pretty ugly hit. He went in really hard, and he was that right distance away from the boards where he went in, and it looked like pretty bad.
Yeah.
No.
I think he's going to be okay, but, boy, every hockey player goes through that, right?
I mean, I've been there. It hurts, yep. But he's a tough kid, and he looks like he's going to be all right.
1:08 left to go in this one. Chi High able to win the draw in their own zone, and here comes Owen. Carries it up the ice into the Memorial zone. Owen tracks it down the left wing corner and gets some puck support there from Mason Johnson. Now this one's going to come back to Swoboda. One-timer along the goal line from Ben Carlson, but it tipped off Savoia's stick. And up and out of play, 51.6 seconds left to go in the third period. Face off to the blocker side of Savoia. Cards win it back for Owen Krista, but a whistle stops play. They said it was played with a high stick, so it's going to come back to the Chi High zone. 49 seconds left to go here tonight. Cards hockey on WOGO Radio. Chi High is going to fall to 12-10-1 on the season, and the four-game winning streak will come to an end. Here's Ben Carlson right at the dot in the Chi High zone. Scramble for it right there, and it's going to be brought out by Mason Johnson. Johnson dishes this one in behind Savoia. Cards on the attack. Ben Carlson, nice centering pass off the backhand that Savoia had to play. That was right off the dasher of the near side. And here comes Eau Claire Memorial on the attack, but the Cards knock that down and stop that attack right there with 21 seconds left to go here in the ball game. In the corner is Bernicki for Eau Claire Memorial. Cycles it around for Tavare, but the Cards intercept with 10 seconds left to go. They work it to neutral. Knocked down right there by Sam Brennan into the zone. We are down to 4 seconds. 3-2-1. And that's it. It is Eau Claire Memorial 4 and Chippewa Falls 1 this time around. And Memorial wins their 17th of the year. Well, tough one here on the opponent's ice.
Yeah,
another, we played with them at times, just not a complete game for Chi High.
Yeah, definitely not. But, I mean, just another frustrating loss where I felt like it was a close game. And I felt like on any day we could have won it. It's just seems like we just don't get those bounces and we really struggle scoring. And it's kind of an issue that's, keeps rearing its ugly head. And hopefully it's something that we can get figured out on Thursday and then into the playoffs as well.
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to have to.
Exactly.
It's time.
Well, you coaches have been trying to solve that scoring issue all season long. It's been a dilemma here this year, and it rears its ugly head here again.
Yeah, and it seems, you know, that these are the type of teams that we struggle against. You know, it's, you know, New Richmond and Rice Lake and those teams, we don't seem to have any trouble scoring at all. It's when we get against these Memorials and the Hudsons of the world that we just have a tough time pounding home those opportunities that we get. And I really don't feel it's a lack of opportunities is the problem. It's just I can't put my finger on it. If I could put my finger on it, we'd
have the magic touch.
Exactly.
Sure.
So, you know, that's the game of hockey, though. Sometimes, you know, you don't figure it out. And but I have confidence in this team, and I hopefully our senior leadership can kind of carry us here a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll try to catch up with Scott Parker on our postgame show. We'll send you down for that. Chi High loses this one 4-1 to Eau Claire Memorial. And hang with us. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Well, Eau Claire Memorial is the second-ranked team in the state for a reason. They look really good. Chi High had their moments. They could play with Memorial, but it's tough to play with these guys, to compete with them, and be on equal terms for three 17-minute periods. And Chi High loses this one 4-1. It's time for our post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror. .com as Chi High drops this one and goes to 12-10-1 overall. They are now 8-5 in the BRC. Not a bad year. They're above 500, but just some really tough losses this year and inability to score goals. Again, showed up here tonight with a 4-1 defeat. Memorial at 17-2-1 overall. They are 11-2 in the BRC. Trying to get a final on that North at Hudson game. That would be huge. But it looks as if Memorial is probably going to finish out the season number two to Hudson in the BRC and number two to Hudson in the latest rankings in the state as we get ready for the postseason next week. Well, let's have, as we wait for Scott Parker to join us for his comments on the game live downstairs, let's have our Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. The only highlight for Chi High was a late first period goal by Ezra Lindstrom. The junior scored it at 16:25. It actually came 11 seconds after Eau Claire Memorial tallied a goal. Peyton Platter was all over the ice. He had 3 points tonight. I said two, but it was actually 3 points tonight. Peyton Platter scored at 16:14. And this was the follow-up goal by Ezra Lindstrom at 16:25. Not playing that badly, just a mistake. Cross Chi High. Here is Reig. Let's see how they respond right here. Ben Carlson, a one-timer, hit off the side of the cage. And here comes Memorial again. Connor Byrne. Byrne moves in. No opening there. He'll drag it behind the cage. And goes over to Peyton Platter. Backside. Boy, it's been the 10-21 show here. From 10, Platter from Byrne, and bang, bang, Eau Claire Memorial up by 3 here at the end of the period. Wow. 16-14 of the first period. Eau Claire Memorial buries a couple of late goals here. Exploded to make it 3-0. Here's Shai! Yes! The Cards, Ezra Lindstrom scores for the Cards. And it just kind of kicked off the wall, and Lindy picked it up and threw it past Savoia. Boy, that is huge right there. Huh? That was the only goal of the game for Chi High as the Cards lose this one to Eau Claire Memorial 4-1. That's a big crowd on the ice right now. Coop, what's going on down there?
Well, down here on the ice, and Coach Parker is giving high fives to all these different kids that are walking on the ice. For those of you that don't know, Coach Parker, he's a teacher in Owen Withy, and every year a lot of his students come to the game, and it's pretty special for him. So, I mean, Greg, what do you think? There's probably close to 50 kids.
Yeah, I would say so. And he made the trip over here from Owen Withy. That's really cool.
We're here to support Coach, and he's got his family here as well, it looks like. So
terrific.
He's just going to be a second, but
sure.
I want to get his comments on you know, all of his students being here.
Exactly. That is terrific.
Here, I'm
that's
here
what
Coach
it's all
Nolan
about.
Here.
Okay, go ahead, take it away.
Hey, Coach, you know, I'm just looking, sees all your students are here. Can you comment on what that means to you to have them here?
Well, that's pretty cool. Ooh, one just ate it. It's a fun group. I enjoy teaching in a small school. They it's special. They came all this way to watch us play, and it's pretty heartfelt. There's a lot of kids here.
That's definitely cool. Obviously a tough loss tonight. You know, we have to reset, come back on Thursday. What's the message to the team going into Thursday?
Well, we're going to have to do a reset, aren't we? We're going to have to play a little bit better. So, you know, we've been down this road before with this team, okay? There's not much to say. We got outplayed in the first period pretty good.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Go enjoy it with your kids and have a good one. Thanks, Greg. Back to you.
All right. Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. It's a big crowd on the ice. And the kids from Owen Withy getting some fist pumps with the Chi High players down there. That's cool. That is really cool. All right. As we wind it down here tonight, Chi losing 4-1. to Eau Claire Memorial. We'll take one final break and come back and wrap things up. Talk about our schedule on WOGO Sports in just a moment. Back in 90 seconds on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Cards dropped this one 4-1 to Eau Claire Memorial with one game to play on the season. And we got River Falls senior night coming up, so we've got to bounce back. It's certainly a winnable game. Chi-High beat them earlier this year. And it would be nice to have that as a stepping stone into the postseason here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, senior night's a pretty special night. You know, I know that those seniors, we got a lot of them this year. Yeah. I mean, do you know how many off the top of your head, Greg?
I mean, 12. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
No, 13.
13 seniors.
13 seniors.
So that's, that's a pretty special thing.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure, you know, that some of the seniors who haven't played as much, I'm sure they're going to get a lot of playing time on Thursday, so that'll be great. And, you know, hopefully they can come out with a win and kind of, you know, remember their careers a little bit. I mean, obviously it's not done yet, but, you know, no matter what, as far as you go, you know, you go all the way to the end and it's so close. So, you know, as I said, special night. And I'm excited for it. You know, this is a great group, and I've had fun with them. So hopefully, you know, it's a good night for them and get a W.
You bet. So that's Thursday night. We unfortunately have basketball, unfortunately for hockey fans, but fortunately for McDonald basketball fans, because Thursday night we have McDonald Max Boys Buckets up at Bloomer. Caleb Swenson's got the call for you with the pregame show at 7:10. Then on Friday it's McDonald Girls Basketball at Cadott. And Saturday the Chi-High Girls are facing Eau Claire Memorial on the road. And then on Tuesday, our first postseason playoff game. Puck drop is at 7, 6:40 pregame show as Chi-High hosts Ashland. And you win and you continue, you lose, and your season's through. So we'll have it for you here on WOGO Radio, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown, and we'll see you then, huh?
Sounds good.
Thanks
I'll be here.
Coming up with me.
Anytime. It was really nice working with you. So.
Yeah, you too. Cooper Fosvik and Greg Stewart here. Thanks to Ezra Van Dyke, the Flying Dutchman, back at our WOGO studios for great work again. Final count again, 4-1. Chi-High loses to Eau Claire Memorial. From Hobbs Ice Center, good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Chi-High Hockey on WOGO. Coverage of the Cardinals has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee,
Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now, please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's best talk around the clock on WOGO. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.